This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our guy Bobby Blanco covers the Nationals. That's why he's going to talk about the Nationals right now. Bobby, did not look good when Mike Soroka came off the mound yesterday. What do we know?
No, it didn't. It's a big, scare, jolt to the heart when you see a pitcher kind of shake his arm or like flex his hand like that. But he and Davey Martinez told reporters in Toronto after the game that it seems like it's just cramps, which is a big sigh of relief. It seems like they dodged a huge bullet because, you know, with DJ Hirsch already being pretty much lost for the season, we assume, if they lose a starting pitcher, the next guy up will be Shinosuke Ogasawara, maybe Jackson Rutledge. I don't know. Their pitching depth started off really well to begin the season, and if one guy goes down, it kind of draws a big concern. But looks like the Nats dodged a huge bullet for now.
Yeah, I think for me, it's awesome that he's not hurt and that he'll be back in the rotation soon, according to what they're saying, although I'm a see-it-to-believe-it guy sometimes when they talk about injuries. But what happened last night was a realization about how little depth they have. With Josiah Gray hurt, DJ Hirsch hurt, Cade Cavalli not back yet. Now if Soroka or anybody else were to go down, they don't really have reinforcements. Their pitching depth is paper thin, and it's April 1st.
Yeah, totally. And I think that's kind of, like I was saying, like last night, that might have been one of the first alarms. Entering spring training, you had pretty much your four guys who you knew was going to make the rotation. You had three guys battling for one of those spots. Mitchell Parker ends up winning it out. But now DJ Hirsch likely can be gone for the season. And I mentioned Shinosuke Ogasawara. He didn't look all that great in spring training. He still has some adjustments to do coming over from Japan and to pitching into the major leagues and now AAA. And then, we know kind of what Jackson Rutledge brings to the table. Brad Lord wasn't stretched back out as a starter. He's in the bullpen right now. He's had a tough go to begin his major league career. And all the Nats' top pitching prospects are at the lower levels of the minor leagues. We're talking about Travis Sikora, who we know season's going to start a little bit late due to off-season surgery. And then Alex Clemmie, who they got in a trade last year, also starting low. Yarlin Susana hasn't pitched at AA yet. So all of their top pitching prospects that have a lot of upside are still very young and very raw, so they're not major league ready yet. The depth for the rotation at the major league level and the high upper levels of the minor leagues is very thin right now.
Incredibly small sample, talking about four games, but there are a few guys really struggling to square the baseball up. Dylan Cruz, Josh Bell, even though he does have a home run there early on. It was good to see Abrams get on the board last night with a bolt, but Cruz and Bell most specifically, operation doesn't look real good when they're making passes at the baseball, Bobby.
Yeah, it doesn't. And I get it's concerning, especially when it comes to Cruz. Here's a guy who's supposed to be one of their star players this year, potential rookie of the year candidate, a guy that's going to be one of their best players for a long time to come. And, he had that stretch over the weekend against the Phillies where he struck out, I think it was seven times in a row, and five of those came on three pitches. And he just looked completely lost. Now, I will give the Phillies pitchers credit. Some of those pitches were on the money, and no one's hitting those, not even, some of the best hitters in the league.
Right, right.
But when you see him kind of pressing up there, when he falls behind 0-1, 0-2, and now he's like, oh, well, I got to put a ball in play, and then he's just swinging at everything. I think pitchers can kind of pick up on that and can kind of get him to chase on that last pitch. So he really needs to settle in a little bit, kind of see his pitches, take his walks. He did so well that spring training of, waiting for his pitch and using the middle of the field and then also getting on base via walks. He really just kind of needs to hopefully take a breath and settle down. And for Josh Bell, he's admitted, he understands that he was brought in to hit for power, hit for home runs. He's also admitted that, yes, the strikeout numbers will probably be high, but if the home run numbers are also high, I think he will live with that. I think the Nationals will live with that. So the big home run on Sunday that was a good sight to see, along with Nathaniel Lowe. If those guys keep hitting bombs like that, I think that's going to be a good sign for this Nationals offense.
Highlight for the Nats last night, C.J. Abrams and James Wood hitting first and second in the order, going back-to-back with home runs in the game. Abrams' first of the year. Wood had a two-hit, on-base three-time performance with his first home run of the season as well. But to Bobby's point, 0 for 15 with 10 strikeouts. They got to get Dylan Cruz going. He did sting a ball to the center field.
Yeah, he hit that ball.
You know, dead red, just couldn't have hit it on the screws anymore. So maybe that gets him going a little bit. Bobby, thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
Yeah, guys, thanks for having me. Enjoy the day.
See you, brother.
You got it. He didn't miss a home run by much.
Mm-mm.
If he had one of those torpedo bats,
here we go,
maybe it would have left the building, huh?